I yanked my right arm back hard and kicked at him, but it was difficult to maneuver in the tub. He sidestepped my kick and locked the remaining steel bracelet onto the shower curtain rod. I gasped and froze, unable to believe what had just happened. Morelli stepped back and looked at me, doing a slow whole-body scan. "You want to tell me where the cap is?" I was incapable of speech, bereft of bravado. I could feel the flush of apprehension and embarrassment staining my cheeks, constricting my throat. "Wonderful," Morelli said. "Do the silent thing. You can hang there forever for all I care." He rummaged through the vanity drawers, emptied the wastebasket, and took the lid off the toilet tank. He stormed out of the bathroom without giving me so much as a backward glance. I could hear him methodically, professionally, moving through my apartment, searching every square inch. Silverware clanked, drawers slammed, closet doors were wrenched open. There were sporadic patches of quiet, followed by mutterings. I tried hanging my full weight on the bar, hoping to bend it, but the rod was industrial strength, built to endure. At last, Morelli appeared in the bathroom doorway. "Well," I snapped, "now what?" He indolently leaned against the frame.
"Just came back to take another look."
A grin surfaced at the corners of his mouth as his eyes locked halfway down my chest.
"Cold?"
When I got loose, I was going to track him down like a dog. I didn't care if he was innocent or guilty. I didn't care if it took the rest of my life. I was going to get Morelli.
"Go to hell." The grin widened. "You're lucky I'm a gentleman. There are individuals out there who take advantage of a woman in your situation.
Spare me." He shifted off the door jamb.
"It's been a pleasure."
"Wait a minute. You're not leaving, are you?"
"Afraid so."
"What about me? What about the handcuffs?" He debated his options for a moment. He stepped off into the kitchen and returned with the portable phone.
"I'm going to lock the front door when I leave, so make sure whoever you call has a key."
"Nobody has a key."
"I'm sure you'll think of something," Morelli said. "Call the police. Call the fire department. Call the fucking Marines."
"I'm naked!"